Bridge and Spiders Book Week Hookup.
Okay, parents, I'm a new parent, so this is a little bit ahead of the game for me, but I can understand the pressures.
Well, it's a big pressure. Book week, you've got to dress up as your favourite character from one of your favourite books. I remember Boston doing it the last couple of years, and he's always gone as one of the guys. I don't know the name of the guy, but from Maze Runner, which is the group of kids get caught in a maze and they've got to try and run out of it. There was some huge books. They were way too thick for me. Like, they had over 100 pages. It was like...
Whoa!
And hardly any pictures.
Wow.
No pictures.
What's the theme this year with Book Week?
Well, according to the CBCA website, Children's Book Council of Australia, the theme, reading is my secret power. So there's a lot of superheroes, I reckon.
That's so cute. I was speaking to my mate Kylie last night. How's it? She's trying to cook dinner. She's super stressed, helping with the kids' homework. She's a single mum and she's like...
Yeah.
Now I've got to do a costume.
And they've got to be good. Yeah, you know I mean, like years ago when you just make an Easter bonnet hat out of a bit of cardboard and a few
toilet rolls,
cotton buds.
Yeah.
Nowadays, you know, people really put time and effort. And you look at Harry Potter and the different styles. I don't know, so hard. What would you go dressed as?
Well, are the old classics still the favourites? Because if that's the case, can I just reel off some favourites? I reckon these are still up there. Where the Wild Things Are.
What?
Charlotte's Web.
I am.
What about The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe? The Velveteen Rabbit was my all-time favourite.
You keep saying Velveteen Rabbit to me and all I hear is red velvet, as in the cake, and I get hungry.
Okay.
Because you're a hashtag influencer. In
that's correct.
What about Choose Your Own Adventure? Remember those books?
Oh.
So at least then you can choose what you dress as.
Yes, you look at the book and go, I'm choosing to do something else.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Earlier, we were talking about this morning on the show and we've decided, hands in a circle.
Yeah.
We made a pact. Right. We're going to the shops. We're going to buy some costumes to give away tomorrow to help out parents.
Yeah, but we want to know what are popular costumes at the moment. What are kids into? What are the books that all the children what do they want to dress up as? What are the most popular ones so we know what to buy?
That's what I want to know. If the popular ones are still, all the Dr. Seuss ones or the Ronald Dahl ones, are they still like The Secret Garden or...
J.K. Rowling.
Green Eggs and Ham.
Mm.
That's what I want to know.
Okay, well, 13 27 10, parents or kids, give us a call right now. What is, you know, what are the popular costumes at your school for Book Week?
Yeah, because if I go and buy a Rambo outfit...
Why?
Because that was the only book I read. I don't think it's going to really suit the kids.
And you didn't really read it, did you? You just watched the movie and pretended you read the book?
Yeah.
13 27 10. Popular costumes and outfits for Book Week. Love to get your thoughts. Let us know what are the popular costumes for Book Week at school this year.
It's so cool with kids getting back into books, dressing up as their favourite characters. Des said she made an Alice in Wonderland dress one year for Book Week. Little Red Riding Hood.
What about the Mr. Men? Harry Potter's very popular, I'd say, but what about the Mr. Men series? Is that still pretty cool? That was cool when we were growing up, like Mr. Small and Mr. Daydream, Mr. Happy, Mr. Square.
I got a photo of me still in my Mr. Men shirt. I love Mr. Men.
Mr. Sneeze.
That's right.
Mr. Sneeze.
Yeah, that's so
13, 27, 10, what are the popular costumes? Because we're going to go buy some so we can give them away to parents tomorrow on the show. What should we be buying, though? That's the big question. Tina in Labrador, what's popular this year?
Where's Wally?
Oh,
still?
Yes.
That's great.
But it's really funny because it's like about 50 kids in Where's Wally.
Oh, that's good, though. Wow. Where's Wally's one of the greats.
So they all look like they've escaped from jail, all these kids running around in prison bars, eh?
Yes, that's awesome.
Wally's easy to find if they're all dressed like
Wally. Yeah, see, I'd go dressed as myself and they'll go, what are you dressed as? And I'll say, I'm a part of the book of Where's Wally. I'm just not Wally.
Yeah.
One of the other guys.
Eliza and Benora Point, hello. What is your child dressing up as from Book Week this year?
So, I mean, any normal child would go as something like The Dislike on the Hungry Caterpillar, Harry Potter, something super common.
Yeah.
Both my sisters, for the past few years, actually, instead of going as something normal, they actually just choose some obscure costume. Mum's up till 3 a.m. the night before working it. They win every parade, but it just is so much effort. I'm like, why can't you just go as something simple?
Oh, give us an example, Eliza. Like, what's one of them?
So there's a book called The Spiderwick Chronicles. My sister went as some character that's a fencer in that.
Fencer.
So, like, Yes, yeah, so Mum had to do like a fencing outfit.
That's excellent.
There was a book about nature, so she went as a tree one year.
Like, oh,
it's
it.
Pretty ridiculous.
That is great.
Your poor Mum.
All right, Eliza. I don't know if that counts as one of the popular costumes, but
I don't think we'll be shopping for a tree later on today.
Nikki and Merrimack, what outfit have you got to do for your child for this book week?
Pocahontas, thank heaven.
Oh, Pocahontas, that's pretty easy, isn't it? A bit of ripped material.
Mm.
Well, when I was in grade two, my mum dressed me up in a garbage bag and drew patterns on the garbage bag with a Nikko pen and cut a fringing at the bottom. And I thought that was the best costume ever. So I tried to talk my little grade three girl into that. And she's like, nah, I'm not wearing a garbage bag. So
how unreasonable of her.
Oh, no. We've gone with a bit of Hessian and a leather belt and, you know, fancied it right up.
Yeah, oh, Hessian's perfect.
The expectation of children these days outweigh what we ever grew up with.
Kim's in Maudsland. What's the popular costume?
Hi, everyone. We're going as Matilda this morning. My granddaughter, Zeta Rose, is all dressed up as Matilda.
Oh, how cute. Is that hair in pigtails?
No, not today. She's got beautiful long blonde hair, so all we did was leave it half in and half out.
Oh, yes, that's so cute. Oh, thanks,
Thank
Kim.
You very much. Hey, say, hopefully she enjoys book day too. It's book week, but they're having book day today.
Oh, cute.
All right. Well, so there we go. There's a few thought starters for us. We're going to head over to the shops after the show and buy some outfits.
Yeah. Well, by the sound of it, you two are going to go to Bunnings and get some Hessian and some garbage bags.
How good. Kids got to grow up.
We're going to get a sausage roll with that.
Yeah.